Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
What? The noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
This is my job.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
Is this show getting more and more difficult for you to do?
That's gotta be it!
Jeff Lutz.
This isn't that hard.
There are so many great things to do with the human mouth. Why waste it on talking?
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Stand by for action.
Welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. We got a game coming up here in a little bit. Kudos to Kerry Rengers from the Wichita Eagle for really digging in on a profile of Dr. James Rattigan, who passed away over the weekend. One of the most beloved figures in our community and impactful in many ways. And if you went to Wichita State, as both Jeff and I did, I went when he was actively involved in being the dean of students. Got to know him later during my years at the Eagle. But every Wichita State student benefited because of the work and passion of Jim Rattigan. So I can't wait to read Carrie's profile of him.
Yes, I'm sure she did a wonderful job.
Well, that's a great assignment.
One of the best.
To be able to write that about Dr. Rattigan. I mean, it'd be like writing about the City League's winningest coach.
Weston?
Well, he'd be a good feature, too.
Would he? I mean, is there a ton of material to...
Sure there is.
All right, well, maybe I'll do that someday.
Weston is an interesting guy in a lot of different ways. We don't always agree on things, but Weston wanted to serve an underprivileged community and did so for many, many years.
And
took great pride in that.
So now we can't make fun of Weston? That's soft.
No, I'm not making fun of him right now.
He's a wonderful human being.
It's not the setting for that.
Yeah, it is.
You don't have a feel for that.
Yes, I do.
You don't have the feel for when it's right.
He'd be making fun of you right now.
Make fun of me.
No, I'm saying he would. He wouldn't stop
himself.
No,
he wouldn't.
I wish I was like a features writer. That would be fun, but I don't. This is not on the table right now for me. Maybe my next contract. We'll see.
Well, I was a features writer for a while.
Yeah, for a newspaper, for a TV station, it's a little different.
No, I'm saying I was a features writer for a while.
For a newspaper.
Right, but it doesn't matter. What newspaper, everybody reads it.
Well, that's the goal.
I mean, newspapers want to be more visual, but there's ways to be visual while also highlighting the written word.
I understand that. I've always been the best at, not the best in the world, just my best trait is the written word. I'm not the most visual storyteller.
Well, you learn how to do it.
I'm learning.
I mean, my videos with Paul Sollentrop after Shocker became must-see.
Those were revolutionary.
Well, have you ever looked at one?
I've looked at one. I think I've looked at all of them. It is kind of the formula. If you've seen one, if you've seen two guys sitting at a table talking about basketball once, you've seen it as many times as you need to.
Well, you know what I tune into now is Bernie Miklas, our friend from the St. Louis media.
Right.
Doing his YouTube channel. And he just sits there and talks into a microphone, but he talks about stuff I'm interested in.
There are a lot of Cardinals fans out there, so I bet he does relatively well.
Almost 6,300 followers.
That's okay, I guess.
Well, he's only been doing it a month.
Yeah, but he's Bernie Miklas. It's not like this is a guy showing up off the street.
He gets several hundred views.
He has a following.
Up to 1,000 at times.
Okay.
Up to more than 1,000.
That's okay, I guess. I don't know if that's going to sustain him long term.
Well, he does a lot of other things.
He needs to build an audience.
He also writes a column. He also appears on KMOX. He's kind of making himself this renaissance guy that does several different things. I admire it.
I do a lot of things. Do you admire me?
I don't know what you do, honestly. I'm not in tune to it. What do?
I write.
For?
KWCH.com.
Well, send out some of your stuff, man.
I do, quite frequently, but a lot of it is just I got to do news writing and do what happens.
Well, I look at the news writing. I follow things. I'm not just over here burying my head in the sand.
Yeah, I'd like to tell more stories, but I got to have time for that. And there isn't always that time under my actual job description.
Well.
But we do what we can.
You can always amend the job description if you show the prowess to be able to do it.
This is true.
You know, I started at the Wichita Eagle taking box scores.
Me too.
Typing them on an electric typewriter.
I thought you wrote them down in hieroglyphics.
No, that's
see, now
not
that's
funny.
A bad joke, but it's the delivery was
no,
pretty
it's
good.
A dumb joke.
It's a bad joke. It was a hack joke. Is what it was.
Let's make fun of the old guy.
But the delivery was still.
And that's
strong.
All you got is making fun of the old guy.
The timing was still pretty good.
You don't like old people, and it shows on this show.
That's not true. I love old people.
Your attacks are...
Some of my favorite people are old.
Consistently toward those of us who are categorized as boomers.
Maybe not individually, but collectively, you guys just didn't do us a lot of favors. And
well, here I am making the world go round, trying my hardest. I could sit here down here in the basement and, not do anything.
You sure could.
But that's not the way I choose to do things.
You do what you want to do.
This boomer isn't sitting it out, my friend.
We're proud of you.
Most of my boomer friends...
Are sitting it out?
Are still out there churning.
Oh, they're not...
What do you think about the idea... You know, I have four people at League 42 that are turning 70 or have turned 70.
On the board or what?
And be quiet. Let me talk.
Well, at League 42 could mean anything.
I'll get to it. That have been influential in League 42. There's myself. There's my very good friend, Larry Dennis, who's already 70. There's former board chair, Mike Gear, who has been a legendary coach in our community for a long time. And there's my friend and neighbor, David Jabara.
How about that?
So the four of us are turning 70. And I want to have an event where we just have a little get-together at our building sometime in the fairly near future. And we ask people to drop by and have some camaraderie, serve some cake, whatever we come up with, but making it clear, drop $20 in the hat.
Well, I'm sure a place for mom would love to host that.
What does that mean?
It's an assisted living facility.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
No, go deeper. Tell us what you were going for.
I was going for, these old folks are going to celebrate
70 in your mind's old.
Their birthdays, and you could have that at a place for mom.
And that's what you came up with.
Yeah. I did.
And you don't make fun of older people.
I had to look up some names for assisted living facilities.
And that's what you came up with.
I came up with a place for mom.
Not one mom in the group.
Exactly.
But
that's
what
the joke.
Well, I don't get it. I don't get how you think that stuff's funny.
I bet Max does.
No, Max doesn't. Of course, here's what Max will say. Yeah, Jeff, that was funny.
Well, then
that
was funny.
And then he'll call his wife later and say, what an a-hole Jeff is.
I thought I was a moron.
I mean, seriously. I've heard some of the conversations between Max and his wife.
You have? I don't even have evidence she exists.
I've met her once out at a burger place.
Okay, well, that's cool.
At that, you know what she asked me?
How do you do it?
Why do you do this show with your son?
Yeah.
He's a moron.
I can't be.
And what I told her is, he's needy.
I am.
And that's how we move forward. But what do you think of that idea? Seriously.
Where would it be?
At our building, the Rudd Center.
Sounds beautiful.
Would you drop by?
Yeah.
Would you drop a couple 20s in the till?
For the cake? A couple 20s?
Yeah, a couple 20s.
Probably, yeah.
To help League 42?
Probably.
Maybe a couple hundreds.
I don't have that, but I got maybe a 20 or two.
But Mike knows a lot of people. Larry knows a lot of people. David knows a lot of people. I know a few people. And I think that'd be a fun event. I'll see what my wife thinks. I really haven't dropped that on anyone. You're the first. And
a
place for mom would be a good place for it. Like an idiot.
That's funny. And when when you say it, it's funny. So that's the sign of a real humor.
Well, it's just insulting to four men who have done a lot in their lives.
I'm not one usually to talk about my deeds, but I did.
Now it's all about you again.
But I did drop 50 to Vetse, Joe Walsh's organization.
Well, they canceled the concert.
Yeah, but you get now 1,000 entries to go have coffee with him and
I hope
see their show
that.
At the Sphere. You want to come
take
with
one
me?
Of those dumb pictures.
You want to come with me if
I
win?
Last time you were Joe Walsh, you looked like Casper the Ghost.
Yeah, I'll talk to him better now.
I mean, and with Henley, you look like you literally dropped from a spaceship.
Oh, yeah, somewhere. That's how bright the light was. That was ridiculous.
You looked completely scared.
No, I looked confident, but the light was troubling.
And you could almost read Henley's mind.
No, he didn't want to be there.
One of these meet and greets. He was thinking, God, when is this over?
No, he was thinking, this guy came by himself.
Yeah, which is
what a weirdo.
Maybe even worse, right?
But you know, it is what it is. I got to meet him.
I mean, how many pictures did he take of somebody with himself?
Nobody.
By themselves?
None.
You were it?
I think so.
So it's mostly a husband and wife,
couples, or yeah,
or two women that go and that are fans, or
yeah, friends,
a couple
family,
guys, and family, and then there's this guy. That shows up all by himself.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
And
I don't know if I was the only one, but I probably was.
I bet he still thinks about that.
Oh, that's awesome. I still think about it, too.
That's so sad.
What a day. May 1st, 2017, I believe.
By the way, do you want to know where we are in the picks?
I guess. I didn't have a great week.
Well, I mean, I'm talking about the overall now.
I understand what you're talking about.
The problem is you're getting some distance.
Even after last week?
Well, Duda gained on you. But this is becoming a two-person race.
Nothing wrong with that.
Between you and Duda. You've got a 189. Duda has 173. I have 152. Anthony 109 and Max 101. And Duda's got the worst record of anyone, 29 and 43.
Bonuses.
But he gets the bonus.
That's big. That's 10 points that other people don't get.
And I don't count the bonus game in the overall numbers of wins and losses.
Right. Although maybe we should at this. Well, we can't really.
I don't really want to. But you're at 36 and 36. And that you're the only one at 500 or better.
Well, I hope to be better than 500 after our picks this week.
Well, we'll get to them. We'll make picks as we always do on Thursday. And we always look forward to it. Duda, Max, Anthony will join us. Tomorrow on the show, it's Jeff and Duda. Thursday and Friday, the three-man booth with Duda.
Oh, exciting.
Going to be here for both days.
And he'll have a game Friday.
Who?
Duda.
I don't know.
He does.
His games aren't that good. Your games haven't been that good, frankly.
We'll see about this one. It's a tough game.
All right. Time for a break. 869-1240, the IHOP hotline. Bob and Jeff here on a Tuesday. We'll be back.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Bob and Jeff Show.
It is.
It's time to play the game. Time to play the game.
All right. It is time to play the game. A Tuesday staple here on the Bob and Jeff Show. This has been advertised by Jeff as a difficult game.
It's a difficult game.
We'll see if it is.
Not all
I've been known to turn difficulty into ease.
Not all the questions you get will be difficult, but some will. Some will be remarkably easy. It just depends on the luck of the draw, but the draw is going to be determined by you.
I will compete against Max.
Yes.
Against whom I'm now 37-1 in
he has a win?
Well, I think I threw him one. What's the name of the game?
I'm going to give you the athlete who goes by his nickname. Right? His first name is actually not his first name. It's his nickname. You're going to tell me his real first name. And you're going to choose between one and I have 43 of these. So I'm not going to go down a list. You're going to pick it.
I go first, Max. Are you good with that?
Sure. Always.
Is Max alive?
Max, I always have to turn on that mix minus thing. God.
How about going ahead and doing that when you know? Well,
it should be on. I don't know why they turn it off.
All right. I'll go first.
Okay.
Number 37.
Okay. Coco Crisp.
Covelli.
That was number 38, but we'll count it. Yeah, that's correct. Max,
you're in for it, my friend.
Give me a number that is not 38.
Number 4.
Oh, you got an easy one. I would assume you know this one. Tiger Woods.
I was just thinking of that. Eldridge.
No.
Isn't it Eldridge?
Oh. I'm gonna give you a chance to steal.
Yeah.
Eldrick.
Yeah, that's Eldrick. Correct.
Why are you showing bias?
Well, I just thought Max would get it. I want a game.
I thought it was Eldridge.
To be a game.
I always thought it was Eldridge.
Yeah, you're close.
Well, Jeff didn't give it to you.
No, I couldn't.
I mean, if you walked up to Tiger Woods and say, "Hey, Eldridge, what's up?" He'd knock you down.
He's not gonna do anything for you.
Not my turn.
Yeah, it's your turn.
Number 1.
Rip Hamilton.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Rip Hamilton.
Yeah.
Richard.
Yeah, that's correct. 3-0, Max. You got to
Eldridge.
Make a move here potentially.
Could this be a blowout?
Probably will.
I'll take
Max
number.
Missed an easy one.
Number 7, Eldridge.
Yeah, I don't think you'll know this one, but I don't think Bob will either. Mookie Blaylock.
Oh, I used to know Mookie.
Out of the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't think I know.
Yeah, I
that.
Can't remember.
You have a guess?
Moses.
It's Darren.
Darren.
Darren Mookie Blaylock.
My turn?
Yes.
30.
30. Whitey Ford.
Gosh darn it. That's, you know, nobody ever used his
I know.
Real name. No one in my entire life has ever referred to Whitey Ford as anything other than Whitey.
I understand.
I thought that was his name.
It's not.
James.
Max, do you have a chance to steal here?
John.
No, it's Edward. I didn't know that either. Like I said, some of these are difficult, but
well,
you'll get some.
I mean,
of them.
That's one of the most famous pitchers ever.
Yeah.
And you would think I would know that, but I never, ever even thought of anything like, wonder what his real name. It's Whitey Ford.
It's Whitey Ford. It absolutely is.
Max. Nobody. Even his parents forgot his name.
Probably like, along the way, they did.
It's like Whitey Whitney Eddie. On the Leave It to Beaver.
Right, exactly.
Max, your turn.
16. I got to get one eventually.
Okay, I got to count. Tough one. Not one you're going to get, I'm afraid. Or Bob, probably. Curly Neal.
Oh, I know. Globetrotters. I've heard that one.
From the Harlem Globetrotters, yes.
But I don't think I can come up with it.
I don't know. Michael.
Incorrect. Would you like a chance to
Clarence.
Steal? It is Frederick.
I knew it was one of those. Doggone it.
Yeah, it's tough.
My turn.
Yep.
21.
21, so there's 24, 23, 20. It's a tough one also. Blue Edwards.
Blue Edwards?
Blue Edwards.
I don't even know who Blue Edwards is.
You don't know who Blue Edwards is?
I have a vague idea.
Played in the NBA for 70 years.
Yeah, James.
Incorrect. Max.
I'll say Mark. I don't know.
It is Theo.
This is a dumb game.
Who'd he play for? You guys will... I know the name. I can't remember who he played
Bucks,
for.
The Bucks, I think, for a while.
He wasn't a star.
What are you talking about? He wasn't a
Blue
star.
Blue Edwards? Give me a break.
Everybody loves Blue Edwards. Max, your turn to pick a number.
22.
22. Oh, man. Another one. That's extremely difficult. Can you guys run into some of the easy ones?
Eldridge.
Junior Bridgman.
Oh, traded for Kareem. Marcus.
Incorrect. Would you like a guess?
I've heard it.
Junior Bridgman.
Yeah. I've heard it because this guy was a Missouri Valley Conference star. And he came to play here in Wichita against the Shockers. And then he had a tremendous professional career. And I'll know it when you say it. Junior Bridgman.
Yeah.
James.
It was Ulysses.
This is the dumbest game you've ever come up
it's
with.
It's a fun
nah,
game.
Nah, it's a good game.
Well, nobody knows these.
You can then pick one that you know.
Go... My turn?
Yes.
13.
13. Fat Lever, or Lever.
Lafayette.
Yeah, that's correct. Max, you got one on you. It's now 4-0.
Indiana?
Mostly.
Indiana?
Milwaukee. Everybody played for the Bucks, in my opinion. your guess, or your number?
8.
Okay, you might know this. Sleepy Floyd.
Oh, I did know that at one point in time. I can't remember. I did know it at one time. Yeah.
Need a guess.
It's not Steve. Steve, I used to know it at one time.
It is not Steve.
That may be the funniest thing I've ever heard you
Sleepy
say.
Sleepy Floyd.
It was unfortunate.
Sleepy Floyd.
Yes.
Clarence.
And not everybody's named Clarence. It's Eric.
Oh, I knew that one.
Yeah, of course you did.
That was terrible.
Eric Sleepy Floyd. Everybody should know that.
17.
Well, that's actually not. Hold on.
Why don't you mark these by number? Instead of having to count them.
Spud Webb.
Spud Webb.
Yes.
You know, you think,
well, God, I knew that.
Surely
oh,
somebody...
God.
Okay, surely somebody has said his name before.
Of course.
But he's Spud Webb.
Wish I could remember when I started to forget.
It's a three-syllable one. Dimitri.
No. Max? Come on, get on the board.
I knew that at one point. It's simple, too.
Yeah. It is.
I can't.
5 seconds.
Robert, it's not it, but
it's Anthony.
Anthony.
Anthony. Gosh darn, I knew that one too.
Yeah,
and it was three syllables.
It was, but it wasn't Dimitri or whatever you said. Max, your turn to pick a number.
God, I hope I can get the one that I certainly can remember his name. 25.
25. Yes, this is a good one for you, I think. Tiny Archibald.
Nate.
Yeah, there you go.
Gosh,
you got one.
Darn it.
Max finally got on the board.
There's another one I know for sure. With, I don't know if he's on your list.
30.
30. That was that's Whitey Ford again. You got
31.
Well, there you go. This will be easy. Goose Gossage.
Rich.
Yes. We got a little momentum going. Max.
Has 33 been said?
It has not.
I'll take it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Rats.
I believe. Yeah, you're not going to get it. Pee-wee Reese. This is another one that,
that's
like...
That's one I've heard of a lot.
Why would you have run into this one ever?
It's the olden times. I don't know. I'll say...
He's back in the day.
I'll say Raymond.
Not a bad guess, but incorrect. Would you like a chance to steal?
Well, I mean, what do you mean, would I like a chance?
You don't have to. If you don't want to embarrass yourself by saying Dimitri
myself.
Or something like that, then I'd just pass on it.
Pee-wee Reese.
Yeah. Teammate of the great Jackie Robinson.
Thomas.
It's Harold.
I knew that one. You know, that one was one I knew back in the day. Harold, Pee-wee Reese. It's amazing that I've retained a lot, but some of this stuff just falls by the wayside. Your brain doesn't want to remember Pee-wee Reese's nickname.
No.
Or Pee-wee Reese's real
actual name.
So it just says, now, there's other things this old man needs to remember, and we don't have room for Harold Reese. And
nope.
it gets rid of it. That's really how it works. It
makes a lot of sense.
Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Three.
Doc Rivers.
Glenn.
Oh, good one. Did you know that, Max?
Yes, I knew that one.
Doggone it, I'm sorry.
Oh, well.
But it is your turn.
What's the score?
It's,
I'm getting killed.
6-1.
Six.
Oh, my God.
I'll take six if it hasn't been picked.
Pooh Williamson.
Oh, jeez. I don't even know who that is. Do you know who that is,
NBA
Bob?
Guy.
Paul.
No.
Alvin.
Yeah.
When and who did he play for?
He played in the 70s and 80s. Everybody played for the Bucks.
My turn.
Yep.
Two.
Muggsy Bogues.
I used to know this one, too. Muggsy Bogues.
Yeah, everyone should know this, I think.
Well, I don't think I do.
He played
That's
for the
okay,
Celtics at one time.
Yeah, did
Muggsy Bogues.
Yes.
I don't know. What is it?
Max? Do you have
Max?
David.
Incorrect. It's Tyrone. He never played for the Celtics.
He didn't? Oh, that was big.
I don't think I ever knew that one.
Tyrone Muggsy Bogues. Max.
How many more we got?
Well, you can go as long as you want. If you want to stop,
I don't know
we'll
a number.
Yeah, let's go a little bit longer.
10.
Penny Hardaway.
Oh, gosh.
Amphrony.
There you go.
Doggone it.
Max got an easy
Why
one.
Why can't I have an easy one?
Max got an easy one.
12.
Red Shanedienst.
Arnold.
Max.
What?
Max, would you like a chance to steal?
Nobody ever called him by his real name.
Well, that might be why. Red Shanedienst.
Red.
Five seconds.
Anthony.
It is Albert.
I knew that, but it'd been a long time. Even in his Wikipedia page, they call him Red Shanedienst.
Yeah.
It's not Albert.
Well, he's born Albert.
Albert Fred Red Shandy.
Albert Fred Red. Is absolutely. Max.
Hey, with the Gilroy Girls were on my TV for a minute. Let's see.
Keep them on.
11. It was in a commercial. 11.
Red Auerbach.
Arnold.
Oh, now this.
There you go.
That's ridiculous.
That one was Arnold.
Two more.
All right, it's your turn.
Number four.
That's Tiger Woods.
Number Number 8.
That's Sleepy Floyd.
Number 9.
World Be Free.
Oh, that's what I wanted.
World Be Free.
I wanted that one.
I can't think of it.
Max?
Lloyd.
That's correct.
Because yeah.
I've already won. My brain shut down.
Do you remember, Bob, when they changed his name, a lot of arenas wouldn't call him World.
Yeah,
they'd say
I remember.
Lloyd Free. And he'd get mad.
He played in college. It wasn't World B yet. It was Lloyd Free. Played on the West Coast. I can't remember exactly where.
Pepperdine?
Well,
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Give Max one more.
He was on those great Sixer
teams.
7-4. He was on those great Sixer teams.
Give Max one more. He can make it respectable.
If he gets this, I'm going one more round, so maybe he can tie it. We'll see. Max?
I'll say 27.
Too Tall Jones.
Ed.
Oh, God.
Ed.
Oh, yeah.
You're fixing the game now.
There you go. 7-5.
How would I know?
32.
Satchel Paige.
Leroy.
There you go. We'll finish it out with Max. You get one more.
17.
That's been done, I think. Let me check.
11, 12. He didn't mark them down. He has to count everything.
That was Spud Webb. I should have marked him. You're
18.
Right.
18?
Hot Rod Williams.
I know this one.
If he had said 19, he would have got Magic Johnson.
Oh, rats. I can remember.
Played for the Cavs.
Yeah. I think he became an announcer, too. I can't remember.
John.
Yes.
9-5, blowout.
Oh, well.
Let's take a break. Another win for the good guys.
9-5.
Another win.
Your score. Good game, though.
That was excellent.
Max made a little run.
That was excellent.
He did okay.
Listen, another win.
You want a few more?
By the way, no. I want to talk about the World Series.
All right.
Dodgers trying for the sweep tonight. And I got to tell you, the Yankees have laid the biggest egg maybe in World Series history unless they get this one tonight. This was supposed to be one of the great World Series.
Yeah, it hasn't turned out that
way. Well, the Cardinals are second, but two of the most, they have the second most world championships.
That doesn't mean anything.
More than the Guardians. The Guardians couldn't even approach the Cardinals.
I demand a recount. Stop this. Stop.
But anyway, what does this do to a player like Aaron Judge, unless he gets it really going and gets them back into the series? Because
nothing.
Please.
He'll be great again next year.
There are more people watching this than will ever watch Aaron Judge again.
Fine.
You have to produce on the biggest stage.
But he never has. So.
Then,
I don't know why anything would change.
Then it affects his legacy. You don't think Mickey Mantle produced on the big stage, Yogi Berra, Lou Gehrig, the great Yankees, the great Yankees?
I've never heard about Lou. I assume that Lou Gehrig, actually, you do hear Lou Gehrig come up quite a bit.
Those people produced.
Of course they did. And, they had a lot more opportunities. Judges, you know, they went to the World Series every year. This is Judge's first time
right.
in the World Series.
And you've got to produce. I love how you go to your phone.
Oh, I just want
you
to
You already
see.
Owe me a dinner at Kobe's Steakhouse because of a bet you made that you turned out to be...
Mantle was good.
Well, no, give me the numbers.
Not as good as he was during the regular season.
Give
but
me the numbers.
If you are, you're at 257.
What's his OPS?
908.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, it's 977 career.
And that was only in the World Series.
Yes.
There were no divisional series or wild card where you get to go against pitching staffs like Cleveland. This is...
Would you calm down? Why are you such a hater?
You stepped right into the World Series in those days.
Gehrig was 1214 OPS in the World Series.
That's not bad as I...
10 homers in 34 games.
My point is, no one would argue that Aaron Judge is a great Yankee. But when the great Yankees don't play great on the biggest stage,
man, it's hard.
It stands out.
It's three games so far.
This guy looks clueless at the plate.
He does.
And it's been that way the whole postseason.
It has. I'm not arguing with you.
You could put it on a tee for him and he couldn't hit it. He looks bad.
I know.
He's not hitting a lot of balls to the track that he just missed. He's not getting contact.
I get it. Maybe he's just exhausted. I don't know what problem is.
Call up Anthony Richardson.
It's crazy that athletes get tired, isn't it?
Maybe you can go to the...
They're supposed to be robots, but...
And maybe you can go over to the bench and we'll put...
he put a team on his back for six
Orlando
months.
Orlando Cabrera in for
They're not even close to where they are without him.
Why do you have to take the opposite side on everything? Why can't you just say what everybody...
Because I like
Aaron Judge.
I like to figure out reasons why something might be happening instead of just burying a dude.
I'm not burying him. I've said he's a great Yankee. He deserves to be the MVP. But those are the very players that got to step up in the World Series. Back in my day, Lou Brock was a great World Series player. Bob Gibson.
Should I look that up?
Please do. And then give his numbers.
I will.
Please do.
Lou Brock in the World Series.
Yeah, I can't wait for this.
Do you want to know what he did?
391.
Yeah, it was it was 21 games, but he did hit 391.
What was his OPS?
1079.
Pretty good, right?
Four homers.
Pretty good,
two
right?
Two rings.
Pretty good.
Sure.
Lou Brock was pretty good.
The Hall of Fame player, the worst Hall of Famer we figured out.
Yeah, put that. There's seven guys in from Cleveland that he's better
no,
than.
No, he's not the worst Hall of Famer. He's the worst guy with 3,000 hits.
No, he's not. You never saw Lou Brock play.
Well, then who is?
Anyway, Lou Brock was a great performer on the biggest stage. It helped his legacy. That and the fact that he became the all-time stolen base leader, 3,000 hits. Aaron Judge, man. Oh.
He's got time.
He goes 0-for-4 tonight and they lose.
It won't look good.
Going to be a tough offseason.
But his career's not over either.
Going to be a tough offseason.
I don't expect him to come back and hit 220 with 19 homers.
Doesn't matter what you do in the regular
season. You say it's a tough offseason. What does that lead to?
Tough offseason. We'll be back here tomorrow, Jeff and Duda will. They'll have a frivolous debate.
Yeah,
Duda doesn't know anything about baseball. They'll talk about something. And I'll be back here Thursday to clean it up.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.